Mix 101.7 pregame continues now, leading to the area game of the week. District lead will be on the line tonight in 8-player District 1 with Newell Fonda visiting Harris Lake Park. Ryan Thompson getting together now with Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin. Coach, as you mentioned last weekend, every district game important, but this is why your players show up early mornings, put in all that extra time for games like tonight.
No question, you know, and we told our young men that, you know, last Friday night after our homecoming win, and, you know, we told them, we reminded them of that, you know, this week, you know, that this is why we do the things we do, and these are the games you live for, you dream about. You know, every district football game is important. We know that, you know, and our goals don't change from week to week, Ryan. It's to get to 1-0. But, you know, like you said, these are the games that kids show up early in the morning to lift weights and do our speed, agility, and quickness and those things. And, you know, every year you, as a coach, you know, hope you can get your young men to this position and have that opportunity. And that's, you know, what we hope for. That's our expectations. And obviously a great matchup, you know, two good football teams. It's fun. You know, that's what makes this game so great is these type of football games. And, you know, our kids understand it's never easy, nor should it be. That's life. And it's not going to be easy at Lake Park, and nor should it be.
It will be fun tonight. Before we break down the matchup, last week took care of CCE, even in a game where you were heavily favored, and always impressive when you can score touchdowns in all three phases.
Well, our emphasis is always defense, offense, and special teams, and we want to score in all three phases. And, you know, last Friday night we were able to do that, you know, offensively right away. And then we got a punt return for a touchdown by Austin Gertis, and then we got an interception return by Reed Cruz. And when you're able to do that, that makes, you know, things a lot easier offensively, because you don't have to go out there and put together a drive and, you know, be really, really good, because you get that quick strike, you know, from your defense or your offense. And that's our expectations. You know, we want to be great in all three phases. And, you know, the other night we were fortunate enough to be able to score in all three phases. And that's what we expect to do and want to do every week.
Coach, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I looked back as far as I could on quick stats and saw Nate Bovers a few years ago had 7 special teams touchdowns, but Austin Gertis 5 punt return TDs this year. I wouldn't be surprised if that's a school record.
You know, I don't know, Ryan. I don't pay much attention to that right now. You know, obviously, after the season, which we hope is late November, you know, I'll look at those things you know, take a look at it and look back and look at those things and evaluate those things. But right now our focus is on the football team and getting a 1-0 this week.
Harris Lake Park, what stands out to you looking at their defense? They have 19 takeaways.
Well, I think, you know, obviously they're very aggressive to the football. They're going to attack the football. You know, they're very active around the football. You know, so we're going to have to be very conscious of ball security and taking care of the football. You know, they got tremendous athletes out there. They're going to fly to the football. The ball's in the air. Their DBs are going to go get it. You know, we got to be very conscious of ball security, you know, because of their aggressiveness and ability to run to the football and, you know, their playmaking ability. You know, we got to be really conscious of taking care of the football.
And they possess the state's touchdown pass leader. Does it come down to pressuring him, bottling up their receivers? How do you contain their passing attack?
Well, obviously, you know, that is no surprise that they, you know, lead the state in touchdown passes, because they got two tremendous receivers on the outside. You know, if they split the Gunderson kid out and put him in the slot, he's a third tremendous receiver. And the Bryce Perkins, their quarterback, is throwing the ball exceptionally well. I think he's completing over 70% of his passes, 25 touchdowns, 1 interception. You know, so not only is he throwing touchdowns, I mean, he's putting it on the mark at all times and giving his kids a chance to play. And we're going to have to do a great job of covering. We're going to have to do a great job of attacking the football and playing the football, you know, because their receivers are going to go get it. And, you know, we're going to have to get some pressure on the quarterback as well, because we're going to have to make him move. You know, so we got to do a lot of things defensively and do them awfully well.
And you always say blocking and tackling. Anything else you're especially preaching to your guys for this game?
Well, ball security, Ryan, which we've already talked about. You know, it's, you know, most of the football games, like I always say, it comes down to, you know, blocking, tackling, and taking care of the football. You know, this game will be no different. The team that blocks the best, the team that tackles the best, and the team that takes care of the football is going to have a great chance to win.
Thank you, Brian. All the best to you and the Mustangs.
Thanks, Ryan.
Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin. We'll have more pregame coming up on Mix 101.7.